Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Birmingham, Alabama, you're listening to Conclave Radio.
Conclavians, and welcome back to Conclave Radio. This is episode 28, and something's different. I'm not Clint.
Yay!
Yeah, that was a yay from our studio audience. It was not forced upon. so yeah, today it's just going to be me, Casey, and then I got Cole and Greg here. We're currently on Periscope.
Waving to nobody.
Yeah, he's the mysterious one.
Hey, Wall!
And we decided that today is going to be our geek out episode. So that's why Clint's not here, is because he's not one of us.
Yeah.
He's a little lame, but that's okay.
He's too cool for school.
He's too cool for school, and we're not cool enough to get out of comic books. Basically is what this episode is. So again, this is the second episode where he's not here and I'm alone, and I feel very nervous because I usually don't talk this much, but it's okay. It's gonna go well, easily.
And you know, you just said the famous last words.
Or those.
Yeah.
It's gonna go well.
Oh, knock on wood.
And yeah. You know what? I'm gonna start off. I was gonna throw this for you.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna see how you handle it. If you want to call in and be a part of the episode, the number to call is 347-826-7088.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So if you want to call in at any point and you want to like start discussing with our geek selves, please do so, because it'll be even less awkward. Don't worry, I think it'll get less awkward anyway. I couldn't see the number anyway, so thanks. Anyway, so usually what we do is we recap what happened in the week that was, and we usually preview the week coming up, but we're not gonna have Conclave this upcoming Sunday, so
Because
it's Mother's Day.
Yay!
So instead of coming and hanging out with all your best friends, hang out with the best mother you have. Your only mother. Some of us have multiple mothers, okay? Stepmothers. I have a stepmother. Just one.
Not multiple?
Nope. So let's recap the week that was. It's already going great. This is what happens when Clint's not here. Anyway, the week that was. Last Sunday, we had a guest speaker again. Our own Chase Golan spoke with us, and it was amazing. How do you guys... Well, Greg, you weren't here, but Cole, how do you think it went? How did you feel about the message?
Personally, I think that was the best one we've had.
Yeah. It was definitely one of the best ones. It was one of the longer ones, too, but that's not a bad thing. I can say there were definitely tears shed. Mm-hmm. For, you know, sad parts, funny parts. It was consistent. Like, he would hit you with a really sad
death.
Death. Sure.
There was a death.
And then right after that he would make, you know, a one liner right after, and we're like, way to destroy the feeling. But overall I think it was really good. We learned a lot about Chase, and I think a lot of people felt it after that, and we had a little worship service afterwards, and it was a great Sunday. We had the nachos that Lisa made were amazing.
Yes.
That's what I've heard, because I didn't have any. I didn't have any. I was not hungry, but it's okay.
Were they amazing? You can be honest.
Yeah, Lisa's gone now, so you can tell if it's true. There's a reason I didn't eat it, other than I wasn't. Just kidding.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Just kidding. Oh. I'm just...
She'll still listen.
Yeah, no, she'll listen. She'll hit me later. Okay. Anyway, Chase was great. It was a great Sunday. I guess it's time to get to what this episode's really all about, isn't it? So it is the geek episode. We have a few topics that we'd like to cover. We all know it's going to branch out because it's what we do. It's going to be organic and just... it's gonna... Spoiler alert! For those who have not seen Avengers Infinity War or any of the Marvel movies beforehand...
or really any of the DC movies. We can discuss DC.
Yeah.
Any superhero
geek movie. If you're not completely current
movie,
on...
any superhero movie, pretty much, then spoiler warning. Spoiler alert. I know we want to get on a few topics, but, you know, it's going to branch out because we're going to go from one thing to six steps away. So
right.
I think the first topic we wanted to cover is the one that we talked about last week. Who's the best Batman? And I figure just, you know, so we all stay on track, I think we're just talking about movie Batmans.
Not comic.
Not
show.
Yeah, not comic book or video game, because
yeah,
that obviously got ruled out apparently. Even though he's the best. Kevin Conroy, you know. I don't even beat Kevin Conroy, personally. But let's just keep it to movies. Now, that goes all the way back to, like, 1940 serial to, like, you know, 2017 Justice League. Anyway, I picked mine was going to be 1989, Michael Keaton. It's probably my favorite.
Okay.
Followed by Ben Affleck. Yeah, I heard it.
You're a Batfleck fan?
I don't hate him.
I don't like him.
What don't you like about him?
I don't know him. He's not Batman to me.
That's understandable.
The best thing he was in is Mallrats. He hasn't done anything really important since then.
I guess that. I think he's goofy. Batman v Superman, I was totally okay with his performance. Justice League, I don't know who he was. Like, that wasn't Batman. He was just goofy, and he was cutting small jokes. And even, fun fact, well, because, like, there was a shot in Batman v Superman where he took a shot of whiskey, and I'm like, Batman doesn't drink.
Batman doesn't drink.
But whatever. And he also killed a bunch of people, but that's, you know.
Which Batman doesn't kill. Or.
But Batfleck does, so. Yeah. Those are my opinions on Batfleck. Michael Keaton is still pretty good. Now, Christian Bale's pretty good, too.
That's who my favorite Batman is.
That's a lot of everyone's favorite, along with Heath Ledger Joker.
But he's not my favorite Joker.
Really?
I'm going to agree with him.
Really? What?
Again, well, okay. Heath Ledger Joker, great performance, great Joker. It fit in so well. But it's not my favorite version of the Joker.
Okay.
See, people are like, do you hate on Heath Ledger? Like, no.
Like, that part was made for him.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's not my favorite Joker.
I personally think it's one of the greatest performances
mm-hmm.
in any movie.
Like,
but not my favorite portrayal of
like
Joker.
A lot of people don't like the dark Joker.
He did the dark Joker
really well.
I'm okay with the dark Joker, honestly. Like,
yeah.
But he just wasn't, like, as funny. You know, he was more anarchy-type Joker. But, like his performance was great. Like, the hospital blowing-up scene,
yeah,
that was completely improvised because it started blowing up wrong, and that was all caught on one take.
Yeah,
because
he kept pressing it. It wouldn't go.
It turned out great. No one's going to speak?
Nope.
Okay, it's all me. Dead time? That's fine. But, yeah, my favorite Joker is going to be 1989 as well. I didn't like the backstory of the Joker, but Jack Nicholson portrayed it too well.
See, again, Jack Nicholson,
mm-hmm.
great actor.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to see
yeah.
him in a bad role because he makes...
It is true.
Yes.
That's true.
But,
mm.
favorite comic book actor, period.
Favorite comic book actor, period.
Yeah. Like an actor who portrayed a comic book.
Mm-hmm. This one's easy for me. I'm going to have to say Hugh Jackman. I think Hugh Jackman, not only being the only Wolverine, but just is the best Wolverine. Yeah. I don't think they could have done it any better. I feel like as soon as they reboot it, I'm going to cry.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, what are your favorite superhero actors? Actresses or as well?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. We're going Fox. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds said he felt like he was born to play the part. He's been like a big Deadpool fan like since childhood.
Well, who was the reason that the movies got made?
That is also true. Mm-hmm.
He completely went through and got everything done himself.
Mm-hmm. I like how they, like, there's a weird thing that Fox did with Days of Future Past. You know how they kind of rebooted everything in their own, but everything is still canon, which is crazy to me. So, like, the Deadpool in Wolverine Origins, like, apparently the Deadpool now is possible because the Days of Future Past changed everything up. And that was, like, their way of covering it up. I was like, wow. It's one of those
a lot
things.
Of work into.
I know. I feel like it's one of those things where you have to come up with an excuse on the spot, and they're like, okay, we'll stick with it.
But see, I respect that because that's so many times they reboot it and they don't keep up with canon. Like they just completely disregard what somebody else has done. I appreciate the continuity.
That is true. They took an interesting turn on how to reboot and at the same time keep everything canon. So I think we got one more X-Men movie coming out. It still takes place in, like, the 80s, so, I mean, whatever, but, you know, we'll see how it turns out.
I like comic book movies that kind of throw back to a simple
way. Yeah, like Captain Marvel.
Like Captain Marvel, which everybody's interested in to see how they do.
Because that one's going to take place in the 90s,
which
I'm okay with.
I'm okay with the 90s. Mm-hmm. I like the 90s. It was a good decade.
Yeah, I was born in that decade.
It wasn't as good as the 80s.
Okay.
It'll still be interesting to see how they do the 90s. They've had to do the early 2000s with some of the first MCU, and they've had to throw back to Captain America. How do you do the 90s? Like,
that's
so many people
that will
that
be interesting.
As a golden age in their head.
Because the first MCU movie that came out was 2008, which is close to the early 2000s.
Right.
So, you know, that'll be interesting to go back that far.
Yeah.
I'm excited about Captain Marvel, though, because... she's going to have such interesting power set.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is where you start introducing galactic-level power sets.
This is everything that they've confirmed for the movie so far. She is going to be the most powerful hero so far. Through the bunch of the set pictures, I think it's going to be awesome because you see Samuel Jackson in there. Doesn't have an eye patch, and he's also got a slight afro.
Okay.
So I'm definitely excited. And I know that the villains are going to be the Skrulls. I think, is that what they're called? Yeah,
I didn't know it was confirmed yet.
I think it's the Skrulls and Ronan's going to be in there, along with Agent Coulson, who's making a small comeback.
You know, two unpopular opinions. First is that Samuel Jackson is my favorite comic book portrayal by an actor.
That is pretty good.
He's so good at that. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have to do the whole cursing thing like he does in some roles.
Yeah,
he's really good at portraying
emotion
without being overly grotesque with his language.
Now, they did cut him off in Avengers, which I know you didn't see, but you... he probably told you about it, too. it's creative, but he still didn't say it. So another good portrayal without such horrible usage of cursing. Which is really weird because, like, superhero movies are taking a turn. Like, there are more R-rated movies coming out for superhero, which a lot of people would say is a really good, like, it's a good thing because it catches, like, who they are in the comics. I think it's worked out well so far, movie-wise. Like, the Venom movie is coming out. I think it's supposed to be.
Is it R?
I think it's supposed to be. It's going to supposed to be rated R because I think they're trying to make it scary, which I'm okay with.
Well, if you portray Venom accurately, I mean, it's a super grotesque comic.
It really is. Like, people don't realize.
But,
I mean, if you base Venom off Spider-Man 3, it's not as bad.
Speaking of bad superhero movies.
Yeah, speaking of bad portrayals.
Wait, so y'all did not enjoy those Spider-Man movies?
I did. I enjoyed the Spider-Man movies. Spider-Man 1 was good. You didn't like...
Thank you. I could not stand his Spider-Man.
He's a good actor.
He is.
I
didn't like his crying face.
He was too emotive.
It was too memeable, you know, as they say in 2018.
He looks like a grown man trying to be a teenager crying through the entire movie.
Mm-hmm. Every
a grown man trying to be a teenager,
yeah,
trying to be
true.
A college-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which
I mean,
just doesn't work.
He looks, you know, 40. my favorite is Andrew Garfield, though. That's the one I wanted to be in the MCU.
I really wanted that to continue.
It almost happened because of the deal they made with Sony, but Sony was like, no. So Marvel like bought the rights to Spider-Man. And
see, everybody was so confused because I guess I know a lot of people that aren't
mm-hmm.
nerds.
Yeah.
And so they come to me to
explain
stuff. There's a lot of those, especially when compared. I'm pretty high up on the nerd scale. and so they'll come to me and they'll ask me questions like, what's with X-Men not being in Marvel Cinematic Universe? And I'll go, and so I'll explain this whole
mm-hmm.
map of Sony and Fox and Marvel and Disney and owns who.
But not for too terribly longer. Because Disney just got like a superhero monopoly on their hands.
They own almost every Marvel character now.
Yeah.
The only problem
is
there are some contracts still holding them from crossing over.
Like what?
Like some of the original, I've been told, some of the original contracts that were written to sell the X-Men to Fox and to sell rights to different people, like they prevent certain crossovers. And it's the same thing with Marvel Cinematic Universe
mm-hmm.
versus the Marvel TV universe.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
technically the same, but
it's like it's all in the same universe, but you can't cross them over.
Right.
Yeah.
Which makes me really sad because I really want to see Daredevil next to like Spider-Man on the big screen, man.
Wouldn't you love to see Daredevil in the next Avengers?
But
let's see like, how they get the glove off and suddenly Daredevil jumps in. You're like,
yes! See, I've been waiting for some kind of fan-made poster that has all the Avengers, adds the Defenders in there and all that. Man, if only Hugh Jackman was in this next Avengers movie. That would make it perfect.
That's my big gripe, because I'm a huge X-Men fan. Like, X-Men is top of my list as far as comic books.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't go down like Vertigo or any of those smaller comic books, we're strictly talking Marvel, DC, main universes, X-Men is top of the line. And there ain't nothing.
I'm with you.
Like, almost got them in to the TV universe with wasn't Gifted.
Well, they got a few now. They got Gifted. They got a Legion, I think, is one. And they're coming out with a new movie, which looks really weird.
But it's
seen
all
the trailer,
TV universe, isn't it?
I don't know. There's a new movie coming out, though. It's called The New Mutants.
Really?
Yeah, have you not seen it?
Is that going to be Cinematic Universe, or is it going to be...
I have no idea, because if you see the trailer, it looks like a horror film. You can look it up. It's called The New Mutants, and it's like, I think it's about these kids who have mutant abilities in this home where they're experimenting on them, and they're trying to get out, but they, like, edit it to horror film, and they have, this weird take on the we don't need no, but in a really creepy
feel. I've seen
what
you're talking about.
Yeah, so like there's a weird trailer. You wouldn't think it's X-Men, but I think it is. It's called The New Mutants.
Interesting.
But I don't. I think it's not MCU, but Cinematic Universe. But now that you know, if they get those contracts settled that Disney owns Fox and they can do something like that, that means MCU can like focus on like galactic stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Adding Fantastic Four and all that, and Galactus comes out of nowhere. That'll be like
Silver Surfer back. It was a huge thing in a lot of the Avengers.
I think they wanted to cross over.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened with the last Fantastic Four. I think they should have just continued off that. Personally.
That was one of my favorite things that they used in Infinity War, though. Like, I've seen half the movie in pirated and other stuff. But there's a scene from the comic books that is Silver Surfer crashing into Doctor Strange's asylum, and they replaced it.
Oh, I've seen what you're talking about.
I'm so excited that they're still keeping some of the continuity with the comics, and they're still trying to keep these segments of time that people really identify with.
I did see that on a post on Instagram where they compared it to the comic, and I'm like, I didn't realize that, but...
Yeah.
No, that's exciting, though. So anyway, now that I think we've somehow built our way to Infinity War, because I knew this would happen, might as well get the big elephant out of the room and talk Infinity War. Boy, a lot of deaths.
Oh, how about There was a pool at my work. I mentioned it.
Oh, yes.
I think last week, I said, one person guessed one death. One person guessed four deaths. I said, there will be 11 deaths shown on screen.
Mm.
Everybody turns to ash. And I'm like, yes.
You counted.
Well, I didn't count.
But you guessed a lot.
I was like, it's going to be almost everybody.
Now, what I said when beforehand, I said half. It was just close. I'm going to say I was right.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, if he wants to take out half the universe, you know, that's including half the Avengers.
You would think that's half the Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious how they kept all the A-list Avengers, though. You notice that? Like, there's still Cat, Iron Man, Hulk.
I think you may have just made some people mad by not calling Black Panther A-list.
That is true. He was one of the A-list. And Star-Lord. Probably
I mean, everybody loves Star-Lord.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Although,
original Avengers.
Everybody loves Star-Lord, also loves Rocket Raccoon.
That's
so, Star-Lord had it coming.
Well.
Yeah, he deserves that ash because he brought it on himself. Darn
you never second-guessed Tony Stark.
For real. Like, I love how everyone predicted the deaths of Iron Man and Captain America.
And
it's basically everyone else.
Everybody loves Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, so you know they weren't going to kill him off.
I think the next movie's his last one.
Really?
Because
now,
if we're talking theory now, I think he's going to use time travel.
See, we were talking about this before the show started,
and
so
we had to cut ourselves off.
We had to cut ourselves off because we weren't going to talk about theories. Here's my theory: they use the Wasp to go quantum, to get into the Soul Stone, to release people from the Soul Stone. Once they get the Avengers released from the Soul Stone, all of them get the glove off of Thanos. In order for Tony to control the glove, if they stay with comic books, he has to sacrifice somebody to the Soul Stone. Who does he sacrifice that's closest to him? Two options. Pepper Potts, Captain America. So if he kills off Captain America...
Well, we're talking theory right now. Infinity War. No, it's not over.
We're still going strong.
Yeah, we got 20 minutes going.
If they kill off Captain America.
Spoiler alert for you guys, by the way. It's okay.
If Tony Stark sacrifices Captain America to the glove, to control the glove, to take care of Thanos, then they get rid of one of their biggest contracts, and they give a huge way for somebody else to come into the Captain America role. Because right now he can't be Captain America because he's anti-SHIELD.
I'm thinking Falcon.
I'm thinking Falcon moving into Captain America.
Because that way the Winter Soldier could become the White Wolf.
That's
close to the comics. And it keeps with mostly synonymous with comics.
And that's a theory that I've heard of a lot of people mentioning.
Well,
especially because we have Wasp coming out and then we have Captain Marvel. I mean, it makes sense for that to be the progression.
Now, I don't know how Captain Marvel fits into the Infinity War, but I know the Ant-Man and the Wasp movie coming out will take place before Infinity War. Which is really interesting. I don't think they've done that before, like gone back in time with the MCU. Not yet, at least.
First Soldier?
Well, yeah, I guess so, but that's a real back in time movie.
Yeah.
That's kind of, but they're like playing checkers now.
But that keeps you guessing.
Yeah, which I think... If Ant-Man and the Wasp ends up, like, at the end, people start turning into ash, I'll be like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Which will probably happen. But I want
I expect that for Captain Marvel. I expect the end credits for Captain Marvel.
To be people turning into ash?
Person turns to ash, her beeper goes off.
Yeah.
And
that'll
happen. Okay.
Those are the only two movies we get until Avengers 4, which the title hasn't even come out yet, because apparently it, quotes... spoils Infinity War. I don't know, but
we call it Downfall of Thanos, and we can't believe that people would think that it would give away them.
I don't know. You just said five.
We've got 5 hours. Cool. Okay.
All right.
That we might have enough time. We're gonna go strong for another 5 hours. If you're listening, buckle in. All right.
But there were set photos from Avengers 4 because they're done filming.
Yes.
They're in post production and they're ready to go.
Oh yeah. But every person on set, like, has been in their OG Avengers outfits. And there's Loki on there. Loki's in the movie. But, you know, Thor's got his long hair. Captain America's got the Avengers suit on. So that's why I thought time travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he goes back to the Jatari fight or whatever, goes up there and takes out them. That's, I don't know. That was my random theory. But yours is closer to the comics. I never read the Infinity comics.
So. Now, it would be interesting to see Tony Stark use the Time Stone and go back and take the nuke and nuke Thanos.
That's what I'm
That would be really
go
cool.
Go back through the portal. Cause
go back through the portal.
I'm pretty sure
he's got the
newer
nuke.
Suit can
so,
handle.
Well, could he take a suit back with him using the Time Stone and then throw the suit at old him? Let the nano suit, he could just
toss it.
And then it could have space travel built into the nano suit, so then, boom, take that nuke, take out our problem.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that could work too.
That would be ridiculous.
But I just think it's interesting because I think there was a set photo where Loki is like, it was towards the end, you know, where he had those handcuffs on and that thing over his mouth. That was what he looked like in the set photo, so it was really interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it takes place afterwards or not. Huh?
Just so y'all know, we're getting messages from beyond.
We are?
That's what you're doing.
Oh, yes. We have a live studio audience who wants to keep telling us things, and I'm not good at reading the book. So if I'm going to start saying random stuff that don't include
five random questions. We're not going to do five random questions because we don't have a special guest. But do we want to do one random question for each?
Yeah, I had a few.
Because we've got 3 minutes left.
Oh, in this?
In this.
Okay, that's fine, yes. Okay, quick random questions. My random question is, if you could choose an Infinity Stone to use it for anything, what would it be and why?
Oh, you go first or mine?
Reality?
Interesting.
I just think that would be...
But that just controls what people see, right?
Right.
But I would enjoy that.
Okay, that's fine.
Just kind of messing with people.
I would take Time Stone to go back and fix any crazy random problems or awkward situations.
This is something that I've dealt with. I don't think I would go back in time. Really? I wouldn't change anything. I like how things have gone because of who it makes the people. You are who you've been and what you've gone through.
Well, I mean, I would use it for the small things. You know, like that awkward pause at the beginning of the podcast?
Yeah.
You know, spoke? Yeah, I'd probably go back in time and say something funny. You know,
time to prepare.
Yeah, because I don't know what it would be right now, but in 20 minutes I'd go back in time. You guys will never know.
I would almost do Mind Stone.
Mind Stone?
Yeah, you've got so much control with it.
That is true.
Okay.
All your students could pass their test.
All my students could pass their test and be amazing on accreditation and standardization tests.
That's true. Just like me. Okay, I don't know if we have time to actually look one up, but do you have one?
Okay, I do have one.
Okay.
If you could take two characters, Marvel, DC, Vertigo, anything, and have them battle to the death, which two characters would you put in their battle to the death?
Two superhero characters of any universe.
Any universe.
Can I include Amalgam?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking, I don't know many of Amalgam, but I wanted to say Darkclaw just to say it. 2 minutes, gotcha. Lord, help me out. You can think of an answer too. Two superheroes to battle to the death.
Ready? Tony Stark and Batman.
Tony Stark and Batman. That would be interesting.
Battle of the Geniuses.
The 2 billionaires.
Yeah, that's
each other.
True. Yeah.
A billionaire playing with philanthropy.
Now,
here's another one to fight you.
This one's actually. I have two things, but these are like things that people have like posted. It's kind of popular. It's either Darkseid and Thanos.
Okay. Yeah.
Or Deathstroke and Deadpool.
Ooh.
That's the one I would like to see.
Deathstroke and Deadpool.
Because
that'd be interesting.
One's based off the other.
Right. Yeah.
And they're pretty much the same person, but just they're two. But they're so different at the same time. It'd be amazing to see those.
I would personally love just to hear their conversation.
Yes. It would be amazing to see commentary.
All right. So I think that's all we're going to do for today. So we don't have Sunday, so we don't have anything to preview.
Nope.
But we do have a preview for like a minute and a half from now, which is Metro U. Everybody should come to Metro U.
Yeah, Conclave U. Every Wednesday
Conclave
night
at
about, at what, 6:30? Yeah.
6:30.
Yeah.
6:30 every Wednesday night at Metropolitan Church of God. We have Conclave U. We're studying Revelations. We're about to watch a video next week. And every Sunday morning, you can come to Metropolitan Church of God and listen to Jason Browning preach. He's great. But if not, you can follow us on social media. We're Conclave Metro on everything. We're on every type of social media you can find us on. We're on Blog Talk, Stitcher, what else? iTunes, Conclave Radio, but yeah. Anyway, I think that was a pretty good episode if anyone geek wants to listen to it. So we'll be signing off now on episode 28 of
Conclave Radio!